coming out to see us on yet another record, man. We've done a lot of them. And as I said once as a joke, although John didn't like it very much, but I wrote a lot of my first couple albums here while I was working, you know, on the fly. I love some of my best memories really are of working here at this store. And all the great people that I met along the way. Some of you guys I used to sell records to, I can tell. Alright, this song is a song that a lot of people think that this album's kind of dark, but I see it as the opposite, actually. I see it as very joyful. Although it does celebrate a lot of my friends who are no longer around, you know, as you get older, we all start to kind of fade away a bit, you know, and our pals start to leave. And it's a drag, you know, and so this is a song about one of those friends of mine. His name was Anthony Albertson, who's a dear friend of mine, and we got in a lot of trouble together in New York City and San Francisco and other cities along the way. But this is called Heartbeat Smile.
The man from Japan is a
actually this week. And I just thought it was kind of a joke, and I kind of told it to, I played it for Scott and Pete as a joke, and they said, no, let's put it on. So, you know, when Pete Buck says, let's put it on, I follow his advice, you know? So, this one's called Shave the Cat. It really means nothing except, I don't think Pete or Peto would be happy with this one, but, let's just call it, let's dedicate this one to Donald Trump, then. Shave the Cat. We didn't really think so, but punk rock felt we were, you know, and really the only significant thing that the Nuns ever did or were known for was that we opened up for the very last Sex Pistols show, Winterland, you know, at which we hung out with Sid Vicious came over to the nun's house that night. You know.
Cool.
And we, you know, traded baseball cards and stuff, all that, and stuff like that. Maybe for a couple of days, I can't remember exactly. But then I moved to New York City with the band. The band went to New York City, and we got to play all the great places like CBGB's and McMax's, Kansas City, Hurrah's, all those great clubs that were there at the time. And one, I was living in the Chelsea Hotel. We all lived in the Chelsea Hotel, you know. And one day I came down into the lobby, and there was Jerry Nolan and Johnny Thunders from the New York Dolls, along with Nancy Spungen and Sid Vicious, who was very happy to see me, and I think he thought I might have some obscure baseball cards for him, which I didn't. But anyway, he became my neighbor, and we lived there during that period of time when Nancy was murdered, you know. And so this is a song about those times. It's really kind of about the two of them and the times. It was 1978, and it's called Chelsea Hotel, 1978.
Thank you.
Mr. Green on guitar, everybody. Let's give it up for Mr. Scott Landingham on the drums. Austin, born and raised, Mr. Daniel Durham on bass guitar. September 7th, we went on a honeymoon to Baja, California, and spent 7 lovely days in the sun on the beach. And actually, it was on the 7th day that we were hit with a Category 4 hurricane, which lasted 12 hours. It was only moving at about 12 to 15 miles an hour. Lasted all night long. And it was so intense that we thought that was it. You know, we had called our children goodbye, and she called her parents to say that we probably wouldn't be coming back. But we made it, and we survived, and then we spent a week in Mexico trying to get out. You know, it took a while. But it was quite an experience, and it was very symbolic in a way in that it really kind of, you know, unified our marriage. And, I figured if we could make it through that, we could make it through anything.
Thank you.
it's really about, says there's a line. It says, I'm a million miles away, I've seen better days, I got nothing left to say, but that's all right, you know. And I think what we were talking about really was that sense that when we can no longer do what we do, you know, because we love it so much that it's kind of over, you know. We used to have regulars that would come just for the beer in the old days. So. Are they still here?
Thank you.
Francisco, where I used to live, and it's about the Tenderloin. And you know the Tenderloin, it's a pretty funky area of town. Not the kind of place you want to get lost in. But, and I also want to remind everyone that tonight one of my old bandmates, Chip Kidman, is playing at the Continental Club with his band called Ford Madden Sport. And I'm not sure what he's been up to, but I'm sure it's very good. So please go check him out if you get the chance. I think he's also doing an in-store Sunday at Antone's Records. So check that out. And you can give him a big round of applause. He was in rank and file with me. He was rank and file, actually. He used to be in a band called the Dills out of San Francisco.
Yeah.
One of the great punk rock bands. And then we'll let you be on your way, all right? Thank you so much for coming out and seeing us.
Thank you.
a friend, alright? Yeah. I want to dedicate this to all of you, really, because you're very good friends of mine, and one way or another, you know, through business dealings, or I owe you money, or something like that. So anyway, thank you very much. You know, I worked at this place for, I think, 5 years. Was it, John? Something like that. I don't know. They fired me, but I didn't get the gold watch that I was so hoping for. Let's play this one now. Hang on 1 second, excuse me. How do you want to do this one? Slow version? That must be the credits at the top. Hey! song called Farewell to the Good Times. And so, thank you so much and farewell, all right? We'll see you soon. And I want to let you know that on November 30th, Pete and the boys will be out here to tape Austin City Limits with me on November 30th. We're going to tape Austin City Limits. And then I'll be back to play in December at the Continental Club again. I was stuck in traffic so long. Thank you. thank you very much. One more time, please.